preaching hours, songs, Sunday school. But I appreciate just a tug from the Master's hand.
Amen.
If you feel worn, feel good inside, it's just Jesus. And come our way this morning. I'm going to try my best to take my time. Hope you ain't in no hurry.
Bless you.
There's a passage of scripture over the years I have preached. Lord, I ain't no telling how many times from the scripture. But when the Lord moved on me this morning and gave me this scripture, He moved me a different way than I have ever thought about it. And I'm going to try to take my time this morning. But for the saints, for the redeemed, Jesus answered every question that could possibly enter our mind. And He gives the word to look for. What is the question? He said, I am the way. The way to glory is by Jesus. No man cometh to the Father except through and by Jesus. So He is the answer. He answers every question. Now you bear with us, and we're going back into Psalms. Very, very familiar scripture. Psalms 142nd chapter. And the scripture said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, when Thou knowest my pain, in the way wherein I walk, how they privately laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand, and behold, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto Thee, O Lord, I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Now I'm going to stop reading right there, and we know today that this, the refuge of this life in this world will fail you. There's nobody that is able to save you like Jesus can. There's nobody that come to you in your trouble like Jesus can. So anything else will fail you. And I would like to use a thought this morning in the last verse that I read. I cried unto Thee, O Lord, I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Now, I want to say this morning that He is our portion and He is our promise in the land of the living. He is our refuge. The only way out of here is through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. And He made a way for everybody. I that's born into the world, I to have the same equal chance and opportunity to call on His name. He said, if any man, I will call on me. He said, I will hear him. I with faith believe it. I with a humble heart.
I in a broken spirit. He said, I will save such. I can see that he has been my refuge across many years. In that of my life. Brother, you talk about a friend. He's a friend that will go with you through trouble and through sorrow of this world. Whenever there's nobody else for us to turn to, I turn to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. We're going to read just a little bit more. In St. John's Gospel, 14th chapter, and the 22nd verse, Judas said unto him, not Sicarian, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. We're going to stop reading right there. But it went on to say that the disciples said, Lord, how will you manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus said, he said, if you will love me, my Father will love you, and you will keep my commandments, and he will send the Holy Ghost upon you. I can see a time while Jesus walked in the flesh, in this world. Brother, one day he entered into a ship and went down into the bowels of the ship and went to sleep for a little while. And there was a storm upon the sea, and it was a very dreary time. Those disciples, as they looked upon the storm that raged upon the sea, brother, I couldn't see no change. The only hope and the only way out was a refuge of the man that was laying asleep. And they went to him and they awoke him and said, do you not care that we perish? Brother, this man, he arose, he rebuked the winds, he rebuked the rains, and the Bible said that there was a great calm, brother, upon the sea. I was saying today, listen, as the storm of this life rages, brother, the only way out and the only refuge in this land of the living is the Lord Jesus Christ, brother. And he said, I will come unto you and we will make our abode with you. The Bible said, except a man be converted and become as little children, you shall in no wise enter in to the kingdom of God. Brother, listen, the world is not going to heaven, it's going down. But listen, he is our refuge in the land of the living. And there is help. Listen, just a prayer away. I can see one time that Jesus, he was all alone in a mountain of praying, and the ship was yonder in the midst of the sea, brother. And again, there was a great storm in the sea, and he was so lonely and so alone, and he went to him walking on the sea in the fourth watch of the night, brother, through the storm. They saw him and they were afraid. Amen. And they thought he was a spirit. Amen. And he said, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he stretched out his hand and he said, come, brother, listen, as a storm of this love rages and he comes to you, he got to welcome him in.
Amen.
And he will calm the storm that's a raging in our life. A trouble, disappointment, a heartache, whenever we come to a place that we don't know what to do. He is our refuge, and He is our help in a time of need. Brother, if we turn to Him, that's Him, the Lamb of the living. That's why we live in here. I'm so glad for the song that was sung this morning. Listen, what about a life beyond death? Listen, there is life beyond death this morning. As we look into the Word, the Bible said that there was a family of three, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, their brother, as they lived. And the Bible said that they was good friends to Jesus. Brother, listen, what a friend we have in Jesus. Listen, and that was in this life, in the land of the living. But one day, brother, I'm going to say, a life beyond death. This morning, we wonder, what's this like? A life beyond death. Brother, listen, all I know is what the Word of God said. I've got a longing. I've got a hope. I've got a vision. Listen, one day after a while, I meet the lady that taught me about Jesus. Listen, and a dad that instructed my way. Brother, listen, now you know how the Scriptures have said that Mary and Martha, and one day that Lazarus died, and what a feeling for the family. Listen, Jesus, they sent for him. And Martha said, Lord, if you'd have been here, our brother would not have died. Well, Jesus said, he'll rise again. She said, yeah, Lord. I know he'll rise in the resurrection. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection, and I am the life. Brother, there's life beyond death. I believe with all of my heart, and I believe that we'll be reunited. Listen, upon the authority of God's Word, I will be reunited with our loved ones. First, with Jesus, who saved us from our wretched sins. Listen, how that Jesus told the disciples, he said, I'll be crucified, and in 3 days I will rise again. And the ladies went very early in the morning to the tomb where that they had laid their Lord, and the stone was rolled away. Brother, can you know what they felt like whenever they saw how the stone was rolled away? That Jesus come forth. Brother, listen, and he appeared to his disciples. He talked to them, and he asked them, he said, fill on me. He said, I am he that was dead, but I am alive forevermore. Brother, listen, while he was here, listen, after he died and rose again, he said, you got any meat? And they gave him fish. and wild honey. Mm-hmm. My, my. Well, let's go back to Lazarus. Just a minute. Martha said, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. He said, he'll rise again. And he said, where is he at? Why? Martha said, Lord, he's been dead for 4 days. By now he stinks. He said, roll the stone away. Roll it away. And they rolled it away. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. What? Lazarus, come forth. He was dead. His dead could be. So boy, you talk about a resurrection. Look into the next chapter. What do we find? Brother, listen, the sisters thought they would never see their brother again. He is gone forever. Listen, after the resurrection, maybe they will see him. But read the 12th chapter of St. John. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to whatever that is, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with them. Boy, listen, you talk about getting us on holy ground. I'm talking about a life beyond death. Listen, I miss my mom. I miss my dad. I miss the love of my friend that's gone on. But brother, listen, they're sleeping just for a little while. And Jesus born one day to come to call for us to come forth. Brother, listen, and we will come forth. Brother, listen, but I'm longing. Listen, he just told us what's happening. A life beyond death. Amen. This man was dead, and he come forth. And in a short few days, according to the word of God, he was sitting at a great supper, and his sister served him. What a glorious day. I believe they were reunited, united back together, showing us what it's like beyond death. I believe there's life beyond death. He said, if I live, you can live also.
Amen.
And I'm longing, looking for that.
Amen.
Listen. We're here for a while. It's appointed unto man once to die. After this, a judgment. And after that, we're going to be reunited back together. Praise the Lord. I don't know what you believe, but I believe there's life beyond that. I believe we'll see our loved ones. According to this, I believe we'll eat with them.
Amen.
I believe we'll walk with them. I believe we'll shout with them. I believe that we'll be reunited again. What a friend we have in Jesus. Refuge was the only, Jesus was the only refuge that Lazarus had. He died. Boy, when Jesus spoke and said, Lazarus, come forth. He come forth. He come forth. That's at my field farm, brother. I'm telling you. To know, Jesus said, this is he that was dead, but now he's alive.
Amen.
And he's sitting at the table with them. What a day. What a day. All I know how to do is try to read you the Word of God. You can take it for whatever it's worth to you. But I'm gonna live by it and die by it.
Amen.
And one day I'll rise by it.
Amen.
We'll come forth by it. He said, disciples said, Lord, how will you manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? Listen, if you're saved and you've been born again, you got a great hope of eternal life. That's what we're living for. That's what we're striving for. Searching for. And I believe with all of my heart that the church is a stepping stone to heaven.
Amen.
By the way of the church is the way of the cross. One of these days, I want to hear Jesus say, Son, come forth. Come up here and live with me. Now I tell you what, you can go on into Revelations and read about the marriage supper of the Lamb. Listen, I want to be there that day. On that great day, when our name is called, I want him to go down through the Word and find my name written, because there's been a work, foundation of the world. We've made a foundation leaning on him. Except we come by the ways of the Lord. Listen, become as humble as little children. We'll overcome this world. We'll not overcome this world by our pettish pride. But we'll overcome this world by the knee wrap way.
Amen.
Giving praise and glory unto him. I don't know if you believe what I preached to you this morning, but I feel clear. I'm a looker, and the world cannot make me doubt it. I got friends. I believe with all of my heart, just made a stepping stone, and they're at rest. But one day, we'll all be reunited together. I believe that with all of my heart. Life beyond the death. There was life for Lazarus after death. Praise the Lord. It took Jesus 3 days to come forth. It took Lazarus 4 days to come forth. Jesus made a way.
Amen.
He made the way. Praise the Lord. What's it saying, preacher? It's a saying, come on. Come on. Have faith and trust and to believe. Come on home. Praise the Lord. But you've got to be born again. I'm sorry, but there's no other way. You've got to be saved, be converted, and become as little children. And I don't mean serve the Lord just once in a while, every time you feel like it.
Amen.
But I believe if you're happy in the Lord, I you will serve him day and night.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let us stand. Sis, come to the piano. If you're here this morning, you need the Lord, will you come? If you need the reinsurance that he is our refuge, Some of David said, I looked on my right, and there was no man that even know me. I cried, and I had trouble, I had sorrow. Nobody cared for my soul. Jesus cared enough to went to the cross and died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But you need to be saved. And after you're saved, there ain't no time to quit. There ain't no time to slow down. If you want to be happy in the Lord, I then walk with the Lord day and night.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I never went that route before. Praise the Lord. You need the Lord. You need a refuge. Preacher, I ain't never been saved. Or I've been saved back yonder, but I kind of got out of fellowship with God. Where's your refuge at? David said the refuge of this world will fail you. It will fail you in the time of trouble. But he said, and I said, O Lord, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. And we're going to be in the land of the living here, and we're going to be in the land of the living over yonder. Praise the Lord. Amen.